Well, hello and welcome to a very special Christmas podcast by The Simpleton
Podcast.
My name is Daniel James, joining you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. And joining me, as always, is Scott Gall from Euroa, Victoria, Australia.
Merry Christmas, kids.
Oh, is that Santa? Is that actually Santa speaking? Wow.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Scott.
Simpleness.
Yeah, hi to them too. Scott, I understand that we have a bumper special lined up, Scott. But let's leave that aside for now. If we have some other issues to address. If listeners haven't already heard, they soon will. Mr. Scott Gall. Mr. Gall, could I ask you if you feel a little embarrassed that you have the blood on your hands?
You're not improving, are you? I thought you'd make a better start to the year than that. It's a ridiculous question. You know it's ridiculous. I have no blood on my hands. I was not involved in the discussions that Darren Hall's fellow leaders had with him. I hope the standard of your questioning improves.
But Mr. Gall, then how do you expect the simpletons out there to believe that you were not party to the plotting that's been going on for the last fortnight?
If it's a question, Mr. James, of the simpletons having to believe between your stupidity and such a question as that, and my integrity, I have no doubt where their belief will fall. I have been in the public eye now, probably for longer than just about any other figure. My integrity is recognised, and I am telling you, you can believe it or not in terms of whether you want to appear half-smart. So bad at. You can believe it or not, I'm telling you the facts. I was not involved in the discussions which Darren Hall's fellow leaders had with him, which led to the decision that he made. That is clear and unequivocal.
Sorry, Mr. Gall. Did you know beforehand that those discussions were going on? Or did they just happen out of the blue and you didn't know anything about it?
Look, the question of one reading the paper is simple enough to inform you that they were happening. There was no consultation with me in terms of saying, this is what is going to happen, and what's going to be the result. Now, as I was saying,
let me get to the hard, nitty-gritty question about it, Mr. Gall. Now, there was nothing in the paper this morning about the meetings this morning at 9 a.m. I think it was, between Mr. Courts and Senator Lohman. They told Darren Hall that, you know, his days were finished. Now, can you expect the people out there, the simpletons, to believe that you didn't know that meeting was taking place?
Expect people to believe that you are a damned impertinent. Sir, Mr. James, I can expect them to believe that when I say something, I tell the truth. If not, for your perverted reasons, if you wish to try to suggest that something is the case when I say it is not, I had no knowledge of any meeting this morning. I had an indication yesterday that perhaps by the end of the week, Mr. Hall may make a decision. When I went into that executive this morning, I had no knowledge whatsoever that he was making his decision. Now, Mr. James, you can sit there with your silly, quizzical face. Yeah, you've got a reputation right around this country. Yeah, it's looking better still. You've got a reputation for your impertinence. Your refusal to accept people at their face value. To try and ridicule the integrity of people. Now, I don't mind my integrity being on the line against yours.
Whoa.
Whoa!
That was a pretty heavy opening to this fourth Christmas special, Scott.
Wow! Wow! That was out of nowhere.
Probably a little bit too heavy, if one's absolutely honest and frank about it.
This is supposed to be a festive occasion.
Look, it's the time to be jolly, time to be merry, time to spend time with loved ones.
Yep.
Or if you don't have that opportunity, it's time to, you know, just reflect on the year at hand. But for all those out there that are struggling a little bit, Scott. This podcast, and we've got up again at the crack of dawn to prepare this podcast for the simpletons out there. This podcast
is this live
for you?
Yes,
yeah, it's absolutely. Wow,
it's running live.
Yeah. This podcast is for you, and Scott and I do this for a nominal fee, and we totally enjoy the Christmas bonus. Having said that, Scott, it says something on the running sheet here. It says that there is a song here, one of my mother's favourites, All I Want for Christmas Is You, and it will now be performed, Scott, but it doesn't say by which artist. Who did we get?
Who did we get, Daniel? Hit it, boys.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
I don't care about the presents
underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know.
Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas, yeah,
is you.
Oh, hit it, baby.
I don't want a lot for
Christmas. Sorry. No, Scott, this is shit house. Nah, that is just absolutely shit house to the max. I don't want to be too predictable, but I don't want to be just particularly beat up on you here, Scotty boy, but I'm genuinely concerned for you.
You've probably just broken thousands of simpleton hearts out there, Daniel.
I don't think so. But I'm not going to beat around the bush, Scott. This is, how do I put this without offending him too much? This is probably the lowest ebb for this podcast ever, and probably one of the greatest lows of your entire life. Look, I've known you longer than I've probably known you longer than most outside your family. I've known you a very long time, and I know that you run very hot and cold. But the Scott I know would have exercised better judgment than that. We were just all sadly witnessed to.
Yeah, BC, budget constraints, Daniel. And those budget.
It's got fuck all to do with budget constraints, Scott. And as far as I'm concerned, if this. Oh, fuck it, no. Hang on, wait a sec. It's Christmas.
Daniel James, it's Christmas. We've just knocked over the second hurdle. We've had our second fight. We're barely even into the. This is horrible.
Look, we can't go on like this. Apologies to you out there, simpletons, as you are tucking to your Christmas cornflakes. Scott, it's up to you and I to get this show back on track.
It is. Well,
are you with me, brother? Are you with me?
I'm with you, brother.
Okay. Look, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I reckon it's time for the World Report.
What makes you say that, man?
Well, because it's terra firma, Scotty. Exactly the kind of safe, firm ground that we need to salvage what is this very Christmas special.
I concur, my friend, but I believe a bit of cooling off is required. If we mark up again,
that's not on. I'm pulling the pin. Christmas
is over. I reckon we ought to throw to our sponsors, a message from our sponsors.
Good.
G'day. Between Boxing Day and New Year's Eve, Jamie's Discount Liquor Stores, conveniently located in Seymour East and Pakapanyo, will remain open 24/7 to cater for your refreshment needs as we ring in the end of what's been a cracking 015. Cracking. 15. If you spend over $100 on liquor in the aforementioned period in one of our stores, you'll go into the running to win a 25-second shopping spree at our Pakapanyal outlet, in which you can fill a full-size trolley to your heart's content and keep everything within on us. Plus, if you spend between $25 and $50 and simply tell us this mystery sounds, as you fork out over your hard-earned, we'll throw in a free stubby-sized refreshment of your choice. And here is that sound again. Jamie's Discount Liquor Stores. Pay us a visit, but you'd better strike while the bargains are hot. Hot, hot, hot.
Thank you to Jamie's Liquor, a proud and staunch supporter of the Simpleton Podcast.
Do you drink, Daniel?
I drink socially, yes.
Yeah, so, all right.
I don't actually, look, I appreciate Jamie's Liquor support, but I don't actually buy my produce there.
It'd be 100 kilometres just to, you know, so it wouldn't be worth it, would it?
I mean, it's just not practical. You know, if I've had a hard day at the office and I come home to my fully stocked kitchenette apartment and find that I want to imbibe a little, I'm just not going to drive the 120 kilometres up the Hume Freeway to get myself a six-pack of Crownies. No, Scott, where I go, I actually shop at that chain alcohol retail outlet, Bangers Murphy.
Yeah.
And it's just, it really just can't be beaten for price.
Are you also one of our sponsors?
No, so I should probably stop there.
Yeah, fair enough. Do you do it Victor Newman style when you walk home at the end of the day, evening, in your suit? Do you pour yourself a scotch on the rocks?
Of course. Yeah. And I make sure that the maid has crisp, cold, perfectly cubed ice waiting for me to pour that 75-year-old single malt into.
What's the maid's name?
Jackie.
Jackie.
Yeah.
What's up next?
The World Report.
Shall I get into it?
Yeah, over to you.
Yes. Today's Christmas-themed World Report takes us to the oil-rich kingdom of Brunei in Northeast Asia, Daniel, where the Sultan of Brunei, or the SOB as me and the boys like to call him, recently enacted a ban on public acknowledgement of Christmas in any form, with the law being put to the test for the first time in the coming
days. Hang on, wait. Whoa, boy. Whoa.
Thank you, Daniel, for the theatrics. The ban made official at the start of this year following several sightings of children in clothing that resembled Santa Claus.
Hey, wait, purse those precious lips of yours, Scotty. There was way too much in that opening sentence to even begin to digest. For starters, Scotty, Brunei is in Southeast Asia, Scott, not Northeast Asia. And that is just for starters.
Semantics, Daniel. As I was saying,
No. Your acronym for the Sultan was rather crude also. But I don't want to wish to discuss that just yet. I want to find out from you who exactly are the boys, as you put them.
As I put them, yeah, you know, just...
With regard to the aforementioned acronym, you said it was used by not only you, but by the boys.
As I was trying to say, Daniel, just people...
I put it to you that there are no boys. In fact, before this podcast, the acronym had never been used by anyone in this way. That aside, my boy, you should proceed with your report, but proceed carefully.
As I had been trying to say, Daniel, a similar ban had been enacted in Tajikistan, or as myself and the boys like to call it, Tea Town. But I will proceed. Brunei's 68-year-old Sultan Hassan El Bolkiah had announced a harsh new penal code in April of last year, Daniel, which had been general and ushered in several phases. And this latest move only heightens concerns that the big fella and his cohort are starting to run amok in the Brunei's 68-year-old Sultan Hassan El Bolkiah had announced a harsh new penal code in April of last year, Daniel, which has been general and ushered in several phases. And this latest move only heightens concerns that the big fella and his cohort are starting to run amok in the oil-rich kingdom of Brunei.
Yeah. Is it actually a kingdom, Scott?
It's a sultanate.
Of course it is. There are several, albeit rather minor, differences between the two, Scott, as the listeners will know. As for the latest signs...
They won't. They're low on intelligence. We know that. That's our demographic.
Oh, you fucking dog. How many times this year, and I admit there have only been a handful of podcasts this year, have you put down our listenership?
Daniel, the boardroom meeting last Wednesday, you and I were discussing this very topic in perfect agreement.
I don't know about last Wednesday, Scott, but all I know is that I'll see you next Tuesday. Anyway, of course it is, Scott. There are several, albeit rather minor, differences between the two. As for the latest signs of creeping authoritarianism, they are indisputable and quite interesting. Scott, especially in light of the Sultan's notoriously extravagant ways.
Extravagant.
Very extravagant, which you outlined for us in a moment. And his high-flying lifestyle, which did not match the Sultanese highly conservative society and political establishment. But where exactly are you going with this report, Scott? And before you answer, could you please outline some of the Sultan's very notoriously extravagant ways?
Well, first, let me thank you for asking that question, Daniel.
Pleasure, Scott.
It's my
pleasure
to answer that question. The Sultan is happily married and has a lot of children, but he is known to be a bit of a sports nut, and he likes his parties, Daniel. On one occasion, and I'm not saying it was true, I don't know, I did hear that he had several of his favorite high-profile athletes flown in to the Sultanate from around the world. Some leading...
I believe Boomer Harvey was amongst them.
Boomer Harvey was amongst them, Daniel. You are correct. Leading soccer players from Europe, AFL players, as you just pointed out.
Yeah.
Polo players, tennis players, the whole lot. And apparently they all sniffed cocaine off each other's butt cheeks.
Right.
That's just one thing I've heard.
That sounds like our kind of party, my friend. High five.
high five. Swoosh. That's me undoing the high five.
Oh, you motherfucker.
I'll answer your question now. But all of that aside, Daniel, I do believe your question was, where exactly are you going with this report, Scott? Was
correct.
It not?
Yes, it was correct. Correct,
Daniel.
Correct answer to my question.
Daniel? Daniel?
Yes?
I've pulled off exactly the kind of coup that this damned podcast needs.
Hey, wait a second. Wait, what have you done?
It's time, Daniel and Simpletons, for a bit of grassroots activism. That's right. It's time to have the ban, mind you, overturned before it catches any real momentum. It all starts here, yes. That's right. The Simpleton podcast has signed Greg and Mike for a hefty sum. Let's be honest, Daniel, they don't come cheap, that pair. And they will be appearing in a two-part special, the first of which has already been set up and is ready to go.
Two fucking questions, Scott. Mm. Why wasn't I, first of all, notified of this? And
secondly,
where the fuck do we get the money from?
Okay. Question one.
Jamie's Liquor only pays us $25 for the 30 seconds.
I know that. Because you sacked the entire Simpleton podcast editorial team, eliminating our chain of command. And the second question, where does the money come from? You have to borrow money to make money, Daniel.
How much money have you borrowed exactly, Scott, on our behalf?
Do you really want an answer to this question again?
Yeah, give me a ballpark figure. I'm intrigued.
A ballpark or a specific figure?
Either or, Scott.
Six figures, and the first one is an eight.
You know this is the end of us, Scott, don't you? You know that there will be no more Simpleton podcasts going into 2016.
I beg to differ, Daniel, because if this thing comes off, a revolution will have started with us at its source.
So, Scott, what's the GO? What's happening with these two?
As we speak, Greg and Mike are standing at the external wooden fence on the eastern side of the Istana Nurul Iman Palace, the official residence of the Sultan and also the seat of government for Brunei. Dressed as Santa Claus, Greg is going to use a rope with grappling hook attached to scale the wall of the residence, where he will traverse the grounds in search of the nearest chimney, which he will access with said grappling hook, Finally, Greg will make his way down the chimney and deliver the Sultan a Christmas card and several gifts, including toys and candy.
This is obvious. This is bullshit, yes?
It's for real, Daniel. Daniel, do you know how World War One started?
Yeah, the Ferdinand guy got shot by a Slav in...
Something like that.
Yeah.
Small things start big things, Daniel.
Yeah, can I remind you, Scott, that one event fucked the entire 20th century. It has ramifications to this very day.
Yeah. I fully agree, Daniel.
Yeah, cool.
This is going to go... This, brother, this,
oh,
this
okay. Is, just as long as we know that.
Yeah,
cool.
This is going to go the other way.
It's going to fuck the 21st century in a good way. Okay, cool.
There's only ever been one response to authoritarianism, Daniel, and that's love. If Greg does his job properly and everything works out, the Sultan will have little choice but to retract his draconian laws.
Can I just, and I'm sure the simpletons out there are wondering the same thing.
Are you using the plural?
I think so, yes. For the Christmas special, yes.
All right.
Simpletons. All right. Yes. All right. Scott, may I ask, how does Mike fit into all of this?
Well, why don't you ask him yourself?
Oh, really?
Greg and Mike. Yep. Greg and Mike, do you copy?
Yeah. Yeah, sort of here. Yeah, cool. Sure.
Boys. Boys, we don't have any visual of this. So for the sake of Dan... For the sake of Daniel and the Simpletons, draw us a picture of just what exactly you're up to right now.
A picture?
Oh, just what? Yeah, you know,
what do you mean?
With the money,
yeah,
yeah.
Just, cool. just all about the money.
Really enjoying it, yeah.
Well, whatever.
Cool. Allow me, Daniel, if you will.
Of course.
Greg has been fitted in full Santa regalia, along with a small sack of festive gifts for the Sultan. He is wrapped in Christmas lights, which will begin to flash as soon as he has entered the premises. There are also speakers attached to his shoulders, one of which will broadcast a beloved festive Christmas song, the other of which will transmit various utterances that we associate with Santa. Mike, meanwhile, will leave the site immediately.
Can I just ask you boys, are you nervous about any of this?
Nah. Oh, yeah, get a little bit.
Really?
No, not really.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Well, actually,
just about the money.
Cool.
Without further ado, let's do this thing. Mike, switch on his lights. And now for the audio. Turn it on.
Hey, here comes Santa Claus.
Mike, could you talk us through what's actually happening?
What?
Mike, is he scaling the wall?
Nah, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Actually, he is, yeah. He's over.
That's great. Mike, tell us, how far away is the nearest building?
Not far.
How far is not far, Mike?
I don't know. There are two guys coming over.
Two guys? Guards? Are the two guys...
No? Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, they are, actually, yeah. Greg's trying to run away, but now they've got him, yeah. They've got him down. There are more of them coming too, yeah. Pretty cool guns, yeah.
Are they actually arresting Greg? Is Greg under arrest?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think they are, yeah. No, they're taking him somewhere, yeah. I think he's gone off in handcuffs. He's got handcuffs on.
Mike, where are they taking him?
I don't know.
Thank you, Mike.
Oh. How much did that cost? No, don't thank him. How much? That was shit house, Mike. How much did that just cost us, Scott?
No. Daniel, something just occurred to me.
What is it, Scott?
The harsh new penal code that was previously mentioned. Are you aware of what the punishment is in the worst case scenario?
Is it in the case of most serious offences, they can only be punished with limb amputation or stoning.
Yeah, only that. That's right.
Wow, that is
no.
That is draconian.
That is draconian.
That's Daniel. That's draconian by Mr. Barton's standards.
Daniel, by Mr. Barton's standards, Daniel.
Yes.
I signed them up for 2-part special.
Scott, can I just ask you a question?
That was one. You can ask me another one. Go ahead.
The 8-figure sum. No, was that paid up front?
It was a 6-figure sum starting with an 8.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry, it's very early in the morning on Christmas Day. I'm very tired. I'm not thinking straight. Was that paid up front?
Daniel, let me just answer your question with a statement. 62 Shiel Street is no longer being rented. It's owned.
That means nothing to me, Scott. Anyway, Scott, if that's the fucking case, then I'm going to have to pull out all the stops and go to another sponsor to help pay for yet another fucking disaster that you've landed us in financially.
Let's hear it.
Scott, it's the festive season, and I guess it's that time of year to relax and unwind. A time to think of what all one has achieved throughout the year, and the perfect way to do that is with Gastro Cruises. Gastro Cruises have been sailing up and down the west coast of Victoria between Lawn and Geelong since 1994. Family cabins start at merely $749 for the 5-hour cruise between the two dream destinations. But in a special offer to receive 20% off, simply quote the discount code Mark O'Donnell to receive your 20% off your next Gastro Cruise. Gastro Cruises. If it's not gastro, consult your doctor. A proud sponsor of Simpleton Podcasts.
That's great, Daniel.
I know what time it is, motherfucker.
It's time for our annual Christmas hamper. Yes.
Proceed, Scotty. Yep. I want to know all about it.
Daniel, in front of you, as you know, is a barrel full of thousands of names. Tens of thousands of names. One of those names is about to be the proud winner of the following prizes.
Go on.
A Hall's Honey Roasted Leg Ham. A 6-pack of VB.
Good.
The opportunity to go to an authentic Belmatum farm to select and personally slaughter your own chicken in time for Christmas dinner.
Special.
Free admittance to all Euroa Cricket Club B-grade home matches.
They're all free anyway, but go on.
A guided safari with Daniel and Scott along the banks of the mighty Sevens Creek in search of the elusive brown snake.
Priceless.
And a 1-hour splash in Scott's 3x2 backyard wading pool.
Unhygienic. Scott, the brown snake is actually not that elusive along the banks of the mighty Sevens Creek.
Stopped in numerous places.
Sorry?
It's stopped in numerous places.
Yes, it is. It is. So I just want to be upfront with the listeners there. If they do get bitten.
Well, there's the waiver form. We make them sign the waiver at the start.
Yeah, well, there will be a waiver. And by the way, do we have a legal team under that?
Do we even have one? Did we ever have one? These are the questions that our stockholders demand an answer to, Daniel.
Scott, I believe you have the first letter.
Well, we're way into it, aren't we? Just bang, straight into it. Smooth. This one is from Milburn Sparkles. And Milburn writes, Merry Christmas, guys. And Merry Christmas to all the simpletons out there too. May Santa or Buddha bring you all the treats that you deserve. Thank you, Milburn. Daniel?
Wow. Thank you, Milburn from City Hall at Mona.
At Mona.
Yeah, I know where at Mona is, mate. Right.
They make good fruit.
Well, I don't know whether they actually make good fruit.
They grow good fruit. And preserve good fruit.
And they preserve it and they produce it and can it. And then distribute it to the public through supermarket chains.
All that stuff. Daniel, don't forget after this to tell me how to correctly send you the file to this, because often we forget.
Oh, no, it's not. We don't forget, Scott. You forget.
I forget. And then
every fucking time I have to go through step by step how to send the fucking file to me so I can send it on to the production team in Mumbai. Scott, I have the second letter. This one comes
Please
from
read it.
Yeah, if you just let me. This comes from Mr. Doncaster East, Broome, Western Australia. And Mr. East writes, "Love the show tonight, guys, but honestly, what do the West Coast Eagles actually represent? The city of Perth? The state of Western Australia? Because correct me if I'm wrong, but then taken literally, they would appear to represent nothing more than the sun-kissed sandbanks, secluded rocky ledges, and limestone cliffs of the western periphery of our nation. Name change, anyone?"
Thank you for the themed letter.
I'm
there,
just
Don
glad,
Pastor.
Yeah, really getting into the Christmas spirit.
Mm.
I'm just glad that someone has finally mentioned that and actually spoken the unspeakable. So thank you, Mr. East.
Thank you, Mr. East. It's high time, Daniel. Will I read the third?
Please.
This one is from Andy Roper, Batemans Bay, New South Wales.
Mm.
And Andy writes, "Never trust anyone whose name sounds too familiar. Bernie, Sandy, Andy, too familiar. Just don't, guys." Thank you, Andy. Daniel?
Thank you, Andy. And what was with the mild impersonation of Andy there, even though you never met him in your entire life, Scott? Scott, is there anything along those lines that you think that we should be keeping our eye out for?
Look, we're a public service, aren't we? We're a family program and a public service.
Suck oath.
Yep. And just keep simpletons. Just keep your eyes out for a rather portly gentleman dressed in red, often seen with a sack over his back. If you see him, you are urged not to approach him, as he is highly dangerous and possibly armed. If you do come across the aforementioned, call Crime Stoppers on Daniel?
1300 1300 1300.
That's 1300 1300 1300. Daniel, our next segment.
No, Scott, there is no further segment.
There is none.
Christmas Day. The next segment is go out there and have Christmas lunch with your loved ones, or if you're alone by yourself, replay this until midnight, Boxing Day.
Shall I tell you what the simpletons have to look forward to?
Go on.
As we speak, Daniel, I've already been updated. The Australian government, the consulate, international representatives are working feverishly around the clock to do a prisoner swap between Brunei and Australia.
Oh.
Yes, we, with a little bit of luck, can expect Greg back on these shores within the week.
Oh, thank fuck.
Oh, yes. Oh. And Daniel.
Oh, yes, so good. Scott, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Daniel. Merry Christmas, Nathan.
Merry Christmas, Nathan, and Merry Christmas, Simpletons.
Does Nathan still listen to us?
No idea.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.